I'm here. Thank you. What's up? How's it going? Nice. This is a nice place. Nicer than I expected. No offense. I don't know, because you're like a dude. And I've come to not expect very much in terms of cleanliness or decor from guys. That's all. No judgment. No judgment. You ready to do this project? Yeah, so I did most of the preliminary research. We definitely are going to need to go through our primary sources at this point. There were a few relevant literature reviews as well as a few meta-analyses. I think at this point, it would be good if we could get like two literature reviews that kind of give us our foundation. So that way from there, we can go into our primary sources. What? You think because I'm pretty, I'm dumb? Oh my god, don't tell me you're one of those people that hates writing papers. I've heard it all before. I mean, papers aren't supposed to be fun, but they're supposed to be legit. And I don't know, I see it as sort of a challenge with myself to do a really good job. I guess you can't relate, though. What research did you get? Are you serious? Dude, really? Come on. Nothing at all? Nothing at all. Well, what were you doing? We literally talked last night. We were both gonna do research and then bring it today. Look at all this that I have. I even printed this out. I hurt trees. For no reason. Yeah, okay. No, I don't want a beer. I'm not even here to chill. We have to get this done. Do you not, like, care about your grades? Because I do, okay? I have a 4.0, and I don't take it lightly. Of course I have a 4.0. Oh my gosh. You managed to be both demeaning and stupid at the same time. Huh. Who'd have thought? Well, I don't know. You're the one being rude. All right, okay. Whatever. So, let's just start to go through this then. No, we obviously can't just take all of these literature reviews and make them the same as ours. That defeats the purpose of doing a literature review. If we don't have anything important to add, there's no point of doing it. Do you even want your PhD? Like, come on. Oh, all right. I mean, listen, I get it. Being in grad school is like going to hell in a snowsuit, but we have goals. It'll be worth it. I mean, it has to be. What have you been having the most trouble with, like focusing and stuff? I know. I've had to implement like a bunch of different things to keep me on task because my ADHD is really bad and I don't know, I'd rather just like not do work. But if you break it into smaller pieces, then the whole thing feels more manageable. The trouble is when you see it all in front of you and it's so much and it like can make you feel paralyzed with anxiety. Which I get a lot. I get that all the time. But you can't just freeze up, not in a program like ours. Exactly. So basically what we're gonna need to do is we're gonna need to go through these sources, okay? Write a brief summary for each one of them. It doesn't need to be anything crazy, just like bullet points and stuff. And then from there, we'll decide which ones we want to include in our review. And then we will formally give them each a write-up from there. Yeah, it's basically to show that we know the most important research that currently exists in our field. As well as potentially understudied research that we can kind of bring to the forefront, especially if what we're arguing sort of goes against what is commonly accepted right now. It's helpful for us to have other scholars in our corner. Yeah. And I found two of those, surprisingly. I know. See, it's not so bad. I know, that one looks really interesting, right? I didn't read the whole thing, but I read enough to be like, all right, this is definitely going to help us out. Yeah, this part's always annoying, but then when you do it, it honestly helps so much with the rest, because then you just, like, can easily kind of flip through your references and remember which one you need to cite at different points. We don't want to get in trouble for plagiarizing. Obviously. Oh, shut up. Stop. Are you flirting with me? I mean, the fact that you came in all hot, like, oh, are you really even smart, is rude. Unless you were just trying to fuck with me. Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting. It's not really a big deal, but considering that I'm the one who showed up totally prepared and you didn't, I think you could show me a little more respect, right? Yeah, exactly. That said, against all odds, I do actually appreciate your compliment. People tend to look at me and think that I'm boring or, I don't know, basic. Because I like to do my makeup, and I like a pumpkin spice latte, and I'm wearing pink, and na-na-na-na-na. Like, you know, it was really hard to be taken seriously in this program. Yeah. And so somebody saying that they think it's hot, and that I'm so smart. I kind of like it. Just a bit. A little bit. Yeah, of course. I don't know. It's nice to be recognized for more than my big tits. It seems like no matter what I do, that's all that anyone notices. And I mean, they are really nice, but I have thoughts too. I think the most annoying of all, though, is that when I do find somebody who I'm interested in and who I want to be with, they, I guess, just assume that I don't want to be, like, too crude, but that I'm boring in the bedroom because I'm so organized, and they kind of just assume, oh, well, I guess, I don't know, that I just want to, like, lay there and then that's it, but not really. No. I'm too smart for my own good. I get bored. I need that mental stimulation. I need, I guess you could say, a mind fuck. Yeah. Well, I don't know, because sex is great and I love it and, like, you know, fuck forever. Bless up. But it's just, I don't know, not enough, I guess, for me. Because anyone can fuck, right? Like, it's not that hard. I mean, even though literally it is, sorry, bad joke, but it's not that hard to do. You know, you could put your dick in me and call it a day. Not that I'm saying I want that. But then that's it. You know, like, it doesn't do anything for my mind. And part of the reason that I am an academic scholar, all of that jazzy nerd shit, is because I like my mind to be stimulated. And so I've felt in the past that either the person wanted to be with me only because I was really smart, and then they kind of just assumed, like, I don't know, that I was basic, or because I was really hot They wanted to fuck me just like a fuck doll, which I like, but it's not enough if it's only physical. And I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Oh, God. I don't know. Oh, shit. God, it's been a while since I've been with someone, and clearly I am not handling the attention super well. What do I mean by a mind fuck? Well, the parts of the sexual experience that stay with you beyond the actual fucking. For example, if there was a certain phrase that you told me to say whenever I came, and then you just started saying that phrase in day to day just to remind me of it, like that. Or maybe being a bit degrading, or, I don't know, humiliating even. Things that don't easily leave you after you've come. Those sorts of things. Oh, shut up. Are you? Really? Like, actually? Like a kinky person? Like that's how you would describe yourself? Oh my God. I don't know. Oh God. We really do need to focus. What part turned you on the most? Do you like thinking about being in control of me? I know that you wouldn't guess it by the way that I stormed in here with every fucking literature review right on hand, ready to go. But I don't want to be in control, not sexually. No. No. Mm-mm. I just want to turn my mind off for a little while. Oh my God, you're rubbing my leg. It's making me shiver. Oh fuck. Oh God, I should not have told you all this. We're never gonna get our work done. We need to focus. I do like being treated like a fuck doll, but only because I chose it. Not because it's expected of me. I want to make a conscious decision to be a bimbo whore. I'm so horny, you good. Oh, fuck. That's not why I wore a dress. You know I always wear dresses. Oh. But I guess it does give you easier access. Oh. And I guess the lit review can wait. Oh. Just a bit. Oh, that feels good. Have you ever thought about doing this to me? And tell me, did you think I would be kinky? Did you think I would want to be controlled like a little doll? I bet you didn't. I know, but I do. And at this point, I think it'll help me focus better on our work. If we just get this out of the way. And I can tell by the look in your eyes that you want to use me in the same way that I want to be used. So, why don't we just do it and then we never have to talk about it again? What do you say? Just this one time. You're a good kisser. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice Big Ben. Perfect for. Oh, pushing me down already. Oh my God. Oh, yes, I'm soaking wet. I won't deny it. Look, you can see right through my panties. You want me to take them off? Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, that feels good. Yeah, around my clit. Oh, don't make me beg. Come on. Please. Can you please lick my pussy? Just a bit. I don't know. I just want it. Please lick my pussy. You see how wet it is? As soon as you gave me that look, I knew that you want it. Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Oh my God. I can't believe we're doing this. It's so wrong. It's so wrong. It's so wrong, but it's so good. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, finger me. I feel so fucking good when you. Oh, when you rub my G spot like that. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me. Oh my God, listen to you. I guess I'm not so smart anymore. I guess you're right. All that preparation couldn't stop my pussy from getting wet, huh? Being a good student couldn't stop me from being a whore, huh? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's so good. I'm close. Yeah. I'm close to coming. Can I come? No, I didn't ask for permission. It must have been someone else. But can I? No, please. I want your permission. It makes me more horny. Much more. I told you I don't want to be in control, please. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh my God, fuck, sorry, I'm squirting. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh my God, fuck. Oh shit. Fuck, I'm so fucking horny now. I get hornier every time I come. Yeah. It's like something's wrong with me, but in a good way. Oh, come on, Daddy. I want to see what you really want to do to me. It was nice of you to warm me up like that, but we both know you have other plans. Do it. Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, shit. Oh my God, your dick is so nice. Wow. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God. Holy fuck. Can I lick that pre-cum just really quick? Please, please, please. Huh. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Can I suck your balls? Yeah. You like how I look up at you? I suck. Okay, fine, fine, fine. Oh, fine, you can have my pussy. No, I'm not complaining, but I wanted you to fuck my face just a little. Just a tiny bit. Okay. Only if I'm good, okay? I'll be good, I'll be good, I'll be good. Yeah, spread my legs all the way. Oh, shit. Oh my god. You know something? I've stared at your hands a lot. Oh fuck. Just like that. Because they're bigger than mine. And I've thought about you like choking me out. Just a bit. Yeah. I'm not saying I like being choked or anything, but I might. Holy shit. I can't believe you're fucking me right now. Oh, it feels so fucking good. You like how my tits bounce up and down with every thrust? Are they as big as you thought they'd be? Oh, bigger. Oh, fuck. Yeah, daddy. Use that pussy. Use that pussy, come on. It'll help with your focus after all. Oh! I wasn't trying to be smart. I was just saying that I think you'd feel a lot better if you came right in my pussy. Yes. That's exactly what I think. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. You. Holy shit. Oh my god, your arms around me feel so good. I couldn't move if I wanted to. Good thing I don't want to. Holy fuck, yeah. Harder, come on. Fuck me harder. Give it to me. Give it to me, come on. I'm an annoying know-it-all. Fucking give it to me. Yeah. That's better. That's because I don't want you to be scared, okay? I told you I like it. You're allowed to do it. I want it. You have my consent. So please, just fucking rail me. Oh, yeah, like that. Fuck. Fuck, fuck. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, I'm putting your finger in my mouth. I want to suck dick, yeah, but not this. Oh my god. I did like it, right? It didn't make me wetter. Choking on you while you use my pussy. It turns me on so much. Yeah. We might have to do this every time we get together. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to stop thinking about the way you're fucking me right now. God, you're hitting my deepest parts. Yeah. Woo! All right, you. Oh, my pleasure. I love riding dick. Yeah. Hey, is that your dog leash? Do you mind if I take it real quick? Because this adorable little choker necklace I have, you see this heart in the middle? It's perfect for putting a leash on it. And that way, if you want me to fuck you differently, you can just pull me down right into place. Do you like that? Okay. Here. I know, I'm dirty. What can I say? I want you to have full control even when I'm riding your dick. Yeah, there you go. Oh, God, that's hot. Oh, seeing me. All leashed up. With your fucking dog's leash. How degrading. Here we go. Oh, yeah. That feels so good. Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, I'll fuck harder. Yeah, I'll bounce. I'll bounce on that dick. Oh, let me pull my leash. Yeah. Let's work up and down for you like that. I'm your good little puppy. Just a little fuck puppy. Drooling. Happily bouncing up and down on your dick. I hold the leash. Slam your hips up every time I pounce. Just to make sure that you really fuck me deep. Oh my God, it would be so embarrassing if anyone in our program knew that I asked you to do this. No, I don't regret it at all. Not at all. No, I love it, actually. I love it so much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I still fuck you. I like how you pulled my leash like that. Yeah. I'm close. You can come inside me. Of course. Come inside me. Come inside me while I bounce on the stick. Oh, God. Yeah, I want your gum. I'm starving for it. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up. No, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come for you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I feel you coming. Fuck. Oh my god. Holy fuck. What? On my knees right now? Okay. Here. Oh my God, you're not gonna, you are. Oh, okay. Yes, I'm ready. You can pull my leash as hard as you want while I clean your cock, of course. Yes. That's so nasty.
So good.
Yes, I like it. Yes, I do. I like it a lot. Yeah. What do you come dripping out onto the floor? Oh, good. Yeah, I think I got it all cleaned up. I think I got it all cleaned up for you. What? Oh my god. You're right, I don't want to waste any of that cum. I guess I better bend all the way down and... Sorry, I almost wasted it. Oh, fuck. Whoa. I don't really know where we go from here, to be honest. We really just took that, all the way, huh? Yeah. Holy shit, that was so fucking hot. Oh my god. What? Are you serious? You're lying. Oh my god. So you literally did do your research. Oh my god. So why were you fucking with me? Oh, just to fuck with me, just cause. Wow, you're fucked up. Oh, you're fucked up, and it makes me horny. Oh no, I don't know what's wrong. Oh my god, okay, well, I guess, I don't know what this is, I don't know what we're doing, but I definitely want to do it again. Yeah. Licking your cum off the floor like that is my favorite thing ever. And no one's ever asked me to do it. And that bothers me. I deserve to be treated like a real whore, and that's what you gave me. I might as well just keep this leash on. What do you say? I'm so glad you agree.